Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome. You are live here on the third day of April, the third day of April, 2015, 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, which means you are tuned in to the mind-blowing Tana Alanza Show. Yes, you are. And for those who would like a mini-reading this evening, would you please dial 347-989-1719. That's right, 347-989-1719 to speak to the one and only fabulously immensely talented international psychic, Tana Alanza. And you know, you can find her at her website, TanaAlanza.com. You know where else you can find her? You can find her right here because Tana Alanza is in the house.
Well, hello, everybody. Hello, and welcome to the mind-blowing Tana Alanza Show. This is your girl, Tana Alanza, and we're going to have fun tonight. Welcome, welcome, and I thank you all for listening, tuning in, and calling the show. We're going to have fun like we always do. I'm going to rock it with some good flavor. I'm going to be answering questions, and we're going to have some confirmations on the line tonight on some things that I have told different people that was going to pop off, and it's going to be on and popping now. I'm going to also do the tarot, one tarot card per sign, and do the horoscope for April, since this is the first Friday of April, because, you know, I'm on the first Friday and the third Friday, Eastern Time, 7 to 8, Central Time from 6 to 7, okay? Now, I'm trying to get all this because I'm Mountain Time, you know, 2 hours behind us, so that's what, 6 to 7, and then Pacific time, okay, was it 5 to 6? Okay, I think I got that. Because the reason why I'm saying that, because I have had people to email me, text me, and call me and says, hey, what time do you come on here? Because I got the whole country and different, you know, global countries, you know, listening here. So I wanted to, you know, let you know that. And then I got to do another show and do the same thing on the show after this show, but that's a two-hour show. But we're going to have a ball today. Welcome, welcome. Spring is finally here sometime, some days here in Michigan, okay? It's going to snow tonight, they said, but the other day it was like 60, so kind of like this schizophrenic, like simple type thing, but I'm not talking about Mother Nature. But anyway, I'm going to do the horoscopes. I'm going to pull cards, and I'm going to do one card per horoscope. And thank you for the feedback I've been getting. And, you know, everybody's liking the way I do the cards. And we're going to talk about the Mercury retrograde. I'm going to just give dates. I'm not going to, like, be a downer and make people depressed. And I'm going to talk about the blood moon that's going to be coming tomorrow. We're going to have a full moon tomorrow. And, you know, the full moon is when you want to do your rituals. You want to do your love ritual, anything romantic or anything that you need with a bunch of oomph and power. You know, you want to have some backbone to it. You want to do that tomorrow. And I can tell you, let me get my glasses on, my peepers here. The full moon is going to be tomorrow because I got my, what is this, the 110th annual edition of Llewellyn's 2015 moon sign book, okay? And it has which moon is going to be in, the first moon, third moon, second moon, fourth moon, or waxing and waning moon. And so it's going to be a blood moon tomorrow, Saturday, April the 4th at 8:06 a.m. Now, this is going to be Eastern time. So those who are in other standard time frames, you would just, you know, deduct an hour if you're central, 2 hours if you're mountain, and 3 hours if you are Pacific. But it's going to be 8:06 a.m. tomorrow when the blood moon is coming. So, you know, when there's a full moon, people do act a little nutty now, you know. So I don't want none of my guys and girls out there catching no cases, okay? You can kind of overlook things. Take a breath, okay? Breathe and keep it moving. You know, don't, you know, pull out no weapons or nothing like that. I say, well, you know, Tana told me about your snack, you know, that you would be acting like this. You know, I got to watch my language on this radio show. And we're going to talk about probably love. What is the, like, regular subject, you know, people ask me about? Politics, love, job, career. They asked me about voodoo. I'm trying to get rid of this man. I'm going to knock my sister's face off. And, you know, so we're going to do that. And I talk about how to get money, how to, you know, get a relationship going and keep it popping and keep it fresh. And, you know, I'll let you know, for those who are listening for the first time, I do classes, seminars, workshops. I do tours. This is the last time I'm going to be in Michigan for a moment because I'm going to be doing a tour and I'm going to California. So the next show, which is going to be the third week, April, that Friday is, let me look at this here, calendar. That's going to be the 17th. I'm on again April 17th, and I will be broadcasting and airing from beautiful, beautiful San Fernando Valley, California, where it's going to be nice and warm Pacific time. So I'm going to get my head on straight and make sure that even though I'll be in Pacific time, we're going to air still the same time here, Eastern time, which will be, you know, like, what is it, five, you know, o'clock there. And so what I'm going to do without further ado is I'm going to start reading the Zodiac with the tarot card. I'm shuffling now. And I'm concentrating and everything so that I can pull some nice, juicy cards. And the first card I am going to pull, we're going to go with today, I want to go with a earth sign. So we're going to go today, right now, with a Taurus, okay? So Taurus, Mr. or Miss Taurus, pull the Four of Cups. That's what card I just pulled. And what that means is regret and sorrow over a love relationship. Because, you know, your cups is over love relationships. They're over any type of, you know, romance and things like that, okay? So that's what I wanted to tell you there. And so it just means you've been thinking about the past, yesteryear. You got to get out of that, you know. What's happened, happened. And we got to leave the past in the past. Because if we don't, it'll make us sick physically and emotionally, and some folks mentally, okay? And that will cause and bring on psychosomatic problems. So it just means you regret that something didn't go the way you anticipated or you thought it would, and you're a little on the disappointed, or you, now some people might be a lot on the disappointed side, and you're like, dang, you know, I wish it would have went down like this. So it's saying get out of that stump, you know, you and this like funk or something, get out of it. And, you know, and move and look forward to your future. That's what you got to do. Look forward to the new person. But don't make that new person, please, you know, don't make them pay for what the last person did. Okay, that's Taurus. Okay, now I'm going to go to a air sign. Okay, so the air sign I'm going to go to is going to be Libra. Okay, so this is going to be for you, Libra. Okay. I pulled the Magician card. The Magician is a minor arcane. Oh, you know what? Let me say something. I forgot about what the cups mean. The cups, it's over water signs. So that has something to do with a Scorpio person, a Cancer person, or a Pisces person. So if the person's not a sun sign that you are, you know, reminiscing about, it could be their moon sign or their rising sign. That's what I wanted to say. Okay, now, the Magician going forward for that Libra in the air sign, okay? That's a person who's really, really a good person. Usually it's of a masculine energy, a guy, but it could be a real hardcore female, okay? And it means that the person's well-liked, they, you know, about it, they networking. They are into a lot of different things. They're busy. They're on the go. They'll help you with jobs. They're informational. They got a lot of knowledge. They know their stuff. They're an honest, fair person. They get things done. They take care of business, okay? So it's just saying if you're that Magician, if it's a masculine person I'm talking to or man, it just is saying you're a good person. You know, you got it going on. You're well-rounded, and a lot of people, you know, they're crazy about you. And also it means for the females that a Magician type person is around them or going to be coming around them this month of April. Okay. The next card I'm going to pull is going to be a water sign. Okay. And I'm going to say, let's go with Scorpio. Okay. And that could be your sun sign, your moon sign, or your rising sign. The card that I pulled was a Seven of Wands. Okay. And that just means, it's a little haterade around here, okay? That's what that means. And it's just saying it's competition and sabotage. So what that just means, it's not a negative. It's just letting you, it's informing you, kind of keeping you up and hipping you up to the game. That just means, Scorpio, if you're rising, moon sign, or sun sign, that you got somebody around you that's peeping up, trying to see what you're doing, what's going on. It could be in your personal life, it could be your business, or it could be in your job or career. And as somebody wants to take what you have, and they are lusting for it so bad, they're envying you, they're jealous of you, they're even coveting you, you know, wanting to do something, but they're willing to do anything to try to get that spot from you. So when that card comes up, I tell my clients, just kind of be like, watch what you say. You don't want to put anything out there like your personal private business. If you got some projects coming up, you got some ideas you want to tell your boss, don't tell everybody, because this person would take your idea, snatch it, run with it, go to the boss, and here they're getting your raise, your promotion, okay, a position that you were looking for. And another thing, too, when this card comes up, sometimes when a person, on the personal level, when a person has a boyfriend, husband, it means another person is looking to play snatches with your man or your woman. So you got to watch that. So it's saying somebody's in competition so tough that they're planning on trying to do something proactively to get and steal your spot. That's what that means. Okay, Scorpio. Now, that don't mean they're going to do it. Now, if you're cognizant and you're watching and you're alert and aware, they can't get away and do anything because you're not going to give them any bait. So if you say, well, are they going to do this to me? It's just showing you what a person has on their mind right now, what they want to plan to do, but it doesn't mean they're going to do it. Okay, the next card is going to be for a fire sign, and I'm going to say it's going to be for the Sagittarius, okay? And that is a Page of Swords. And the Page of Swords is over air signs. So this communication or messages has something to do with an immature person, and they're going to either call you, email you, you're going to get snail mail from this person, or they're going to give you a text message, or leave a voicemail, a knock on the door, or news of a message regarding some news of intellect. So it might be something you don't want to hear. It doesn't have to be negative. Some people say, well, gosh, it's a bad letter that I'm not wanting to hear about. No, it could just be, okay, I got a lot of girls that I read, and they'll get the sword all the time because they might have a suitor or a guy that's, like, totally in love, and the guy will not stop calling. And so the girl will go, oh, my vibration drops every time I see the phone because that's him again. So it doesn't have to mean it's bad news. It could just be someone you don't care to deal with, you don't want in your world, and they're calling. maybe someone you don't care for in their column. But it doesn't have to be the bearer of bad news with, like, negative, bad, hateful, bad news. It could be someone, some news you don't want to hear. Maybe you says, well, I got to get this job. My mom's, like, on my butt to get this job. You really don't want to work there. Well, that might be the job saying, guess what, you're hired. Come on in tomorrow at 9 o'clock. So it's a negative to you maybe, but it's not a negative call or contact per se. Okay, so that's what that is, and that's the swords, like I say, is over your air sign, which is a Gemini, a Libra, or Aquarius, and your cups is over your water sign, your Scorpio, your Pisces, or your Cancer. Okay, so now where we're going to go is we're going to go back to an earth sign. So we're going to talk about a little Virgo, okay? And the card that's pulled on the Virgo is a Queen of Swords, okay? The Queen of Swords, that's usually the queen is an older person, a woman who's 40 years old or more. I call her big baller. She's arrived. She's established. She's accumulated and acquired things. And it's a really, really intellectual person, the Swords people. They're thinkers. That's the air signs anyway. And it just means somebody is really tight with their mental skills. They smart. They know, they pick up things and just can pick up things like a whiz. It means that they can raise some hell, too. So if ever you get a female lawyer, you want it to be a Queen of Swords. If ever you want a surgeon, Queen of Swords, because you know they know what they're doing. But now, and ever if something, you know, go down and jump off, right, and you says, you know, I need an advocate to speak for me, you want a Queen of Swords, because that Queen of Swords, when she step up in there, everything will be corrected, because my mother is a Queen of Swords. I know I'm grown and everything, but if somebody messed with her child, my mom, honey, she didn't have lawyers scared of her, okay? So I'll, like, you know, consult with her. Mom, you know, I need your advice. She's like, what? Give me the phone number. Give me the phone number. And when she make her phone call, you know, whatever the problem was, usually when my mom gets on that phone with whoever, I don't care who it is, they be like, oh, okay, we had a misunderstanding. And Miss Alonza, we're going to do things like this. It has been happening since I was born, y'all. And so she's a Queen of Swords because, honey, my lawyers are scared of her, okay? And she is no joke. I was in California doing some modeling. I had to work at a trade show. She scared everybody up in there because she's, you know, she thought she saw an injustice, which a little bit of hater aid stuff was kind of going on. And, you know, my mom spoke her piece. 6 years later, when I was going to California to do modeling, they're like, where's she at? They looking, ducking and dodging behind. I'm like, where's she at? Where's she at? Scared that she going to bop them or something. So, okay, the next card is going to be for a water sign, and that is going to be Cancer, okay? That's the Seven of Pentacles, okay? And Pentacles are over, like, big money. It's nice big-ticket items. It's not necessarily, like, job or career like your wand suit is, okay? It's, like, dividends, interest. You can get money back through refund. It could be stocks, bonds. It could be CDs from the bank, bingo, casino, lottery, you know, straight cash type of things, more money, monetary things like that. And Seven of Pentacles just means you're going to be investing and thinking about what you're going to do, because you got some money coming in here, okay? Some money's coming in, Cancer. And so you're going to be like, well, how do I want to invest this? I don't want to blow this. Do I want to put this in school? Do I want to, you know, put this down on my extra bill money? You know, this could be used as extra bill money. That's what that is, okay? So, and the Pentacles is over earth signs. So somebody might be instrumental in you putting your money up, the banker or what, you know, the investment, you know, professional, could be a Virgo or a Taurus or a Capricorn. Okay, that's what I want to say there. Now, the next card I'm pulling here is, oh, that's a good card, and that's going to be for the earth sign as well. Okay, so I'm going to say that's going to be Capricorn. And then we're all done with our earth signs. Capricorn, now that so fits you too. Page of Pentacles. Again, page is messages and communication. And so you're going to be getting some good news about some big, big, nice, stable, long-term monies coming in. A nice amount, okay? This is for my Cap and my Capricorn. And so it means you're going to be getting news in the mail, you know, some news of knock on the door, snail mail, email, phone call, voicemail, text message about some good news. So, you know, maybe you're looking at the news and find out your stock went up. And so that's the Pentacles. That's the page of Pentacles. So that's real, real good there. Okay. So now, next card is going to be a
air sign.
Okay. The card pulled is an Eight of Wands. That's pretty good. That just, you know, wands are over, you know, politics, philosophy, religion, any course of action, job, career, and any projects you're working on, okay? And the wands are people who are your fire signs, you know, your Sagittarius, your Aries, and your Leos. And that could be, like I said again, your sun sign, your moon sign, or your rising sign. Okay, and that just means that you're going to be doing a lot. You're going to be real, real busy. You're going to be multitasking. You're going to be successful, but it's going to be a lot of people involved in some things and projects that you're going to be doing. So if you're saying, well, you know what, I want to do this, and I want to go on a trip, or I want to do this coalition, start this coalition, it just means that you're going to be having like 3, 4, 5 people that's going to be in this with you, helping you, that's going to join you. It's a busy period of time, but it means people are going to assist you on whatever you want to do. And so somebody who's going to be assisting you is going to be a fire sign. Okay. So the next one is the Three of Wands, and we're going to do the Pisces. Okay. Okay, the Three of Wands is really good. Threes are really good in general anyway. And again, Wands is fire sign. And you know what the Wands are over. And Three of Wands just means it's the beginning, the fresh start, the new path. When you're starting a project and it's starting out really, really good. It don't mean get happy and just sit down and relax. It means that things are going to turn out really, really well. By the time this is finished, it's really going to be on jam, on point. So that just means with your career or something you're doing, a project or a course of action, it's going to turn out very, very, very well. And you already are on the right path. So it's giving you confirmation that you're on the right track and you're doing very, very good. That's what I want to say there. And Gemini, I got to do my air sign, Gemini. Okay, a major arcana card came up for Gemini. Gemini, that's the sun. That means you're going to be invited to some parties. You're going to be going out and invited to events, parties, functions, get-together, gatherings, things like that. And there's going to be a pull to go to a person who's like a young person going to give a party, a younger person. And it could be a generation down, you know. And they're going to be having a party, and you're going to be invited to go. It's a successful time. It's when your blessings come true and things work out very, very, very well. And that's what I wanted to say there. I don't know. I forgot if I did Libra. Oh, I'm getting kind of nutty, Danny. Okay, if I didn't do Libra, that's the Queen of Pentacles. That's a woman who's making some cheddar. She's making a lot of money, well-to-do. I mean, she's got it going on. She's established. Usually she would own real estate, lots of real estate. And Pentacles is over the Earth sign, which is the Capricorn or the Virgo or the Taurus. And it means she's very, very well successful financially in her life. Okay, so I think I got all of them. And now what I'm going to do is I will start taking calls. But I did want to let everybody know about the, you know, that full moon is coming tomorrow called the blood moon. So because people are, you can do a lot, and it's a lot of energy with that. And people are going to be acting a little different, but it's still going to be nice. It's still going to, you know, work out, and you'll be able to do your work, and things are going to work out spectacular. Okay, so the first call is, it looks like, this is here, a call from Janine, Arizona, who wants to know about her love life and money. Let's go to Janine. Uh-oh, did my screen just leave? Yes, it did. Okay.
Hello?
I'm good. Hi, Janine. How you doing, darling?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, Janine. Thank you for calling, baby. How you doing? I didn't just
mess
the
right.
Screen here. Lord Jesus, have mercy. Oh, well, I'm glad you called, darling. I appreciate that.
Thank
for calling
you.
And supporting
I appreciate
the show.
Getting through.
Hey. It feels good, don't it?
Yes.
So how you doing, darling?
I'm all right.
You okay?
Yes,
you being
good? I just relocated. Yes.
Hey, well, congratulations. I want to
yes.
say congratulations. You where the sunshine is, Arizona, West Coast.
Yes.
All right, now.
Yes.
Well, that is absolutely beautiful.
Oh, yes, it is. Thank you. I wanted to know about my love relationship because I don't really have one right now, but it seemed like since I left, everybody calling me to come back home.
Oh, no, no. Honey, you got so much goodness and newness. It's a new vibration.
Yes, I do.
A lightness around you. Girl, all that book and mud and dreariness and gray and ho-hum, it's all gone. Whatever was there before is all gone. That
yep.
new vibration is very good. And see, you know what? You're in a place like the Mecca where, you know, because you're not far from Sedona. You're right there in Arizona. And so meditation, prayer, and just keeping prayed up and keeping your protective spirit around you where St. Michael's surrounding you, you're going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel good things. I do feel some money coming to you, okay? I want to tell you this. But I don't
mm-hmm.
see money like as if, I'm not saying it won't happen, like as if like a lump sum tomorrow from like a lawsuit. I see
mm-hmm.
like it looks like I see some stable, steady money, like income coming to you, okay? And so you're going to be getting a gig. But I see your hands. I see you between a decision, like do I want to work for somebody or a company, or do I do my own thing with my hands, my own business?
Uh-huh.
Well, you know what? I see you are bad, girl. You are good with your hands, with this here trade. You see what I'm saying?
Yep, I do hear.
I don't know if you... Okay, I was gonna say if you, I was gonna see if ask you if you did craft or you did hair, because I saw you
yeah.
making some art. I saw you making art, girl, with your hands, and you're looking at seeing. Do I want to just get a job right now for something tomorrow, or do I want to just do I want to start my hair business? You would do very, very well with your hair. Now I'm not saying it's not good to get a job, you know, to get that
uh-huh.
stability in there, but girl,
uh-huh.
I saw you would do wonderful with your hair. Do you know you would be up and popping in under a year with clientele like nobody's business? Did you know this?
Yeah, and thank you. That's what I was wondering about.
Yeah, I know you seem like a little nervous. My spirit said you was like, well, I'm in this new place, and I got to, you know, I want to have a certain amount I want to make for these bills and my responsibilities and obligations. If I want money tomorrow, I can go out and get a job. You can get something, but I want something part-time, okay, darling?
Uh-huh.
I don't want a full-time job because the
okay.
thing is, I'm going to tell you, you can get this job for me, and we can go ahead and do part-time 3 days a week, and you can make some nice money. But the reason why
uh-huh.
I don't want you with a full-time job and I want you with part-time, I want the other part of the week for you to build your clientele, because you're gonna end up getting busy very, very quick. And you would have to tell the people, oh, I'm sorry, I got to go down in my days and my hours and my time. They will get really, really mad because you're going to be getting a job, and I keep seeing under 3 weeks, okay? And
yep.
I'm
and
seeing people
you know
going to love you.
I actually did get a job with the
uh-huh.
prison, and I'm supposed to start in about 3 weeks.
Oh, stop it. Oh, confirmation, honey. Oh, I feel good. Well, they would want to hear you saying this and that and switching the show in the middle of the road. They don't want to hear that. So that's why I said we can go ahead, because the money you're going to end up making, oh, I ain't telling you business. I ain't putting you on Front Street on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to end up being able to make more than you make at a job. That's why I said we're going to keep, you know, time for you and yours, because it's going to
uh-huh.
do so well. It's going to be beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And what I was going to say, you're going to build quick. And can I just say something? It's going to be a lot of word of mouth. So I do want you to have your business card with your number and an email,
uh-huh.
okay? I do
mm-hmm.
want you to have some flyers, and you're going to do your specials or your I don't like to say that because that sounds like I'm talking about a restaurant, but your promo,
uh-huh.
your first time
uh-huh.
client's going to have a promo, right?
Uh-huh.
We're going to go like wildfire, girl. I shouldn't say that for Arizona because they do have a wildfire, but we're going to go really, really fast. Now, at your place of employment, let me talk to you. It's a bunch of girls. They're going to be just talking about you, right? Oh, she
uh-huh.
did hair. She did my hair. We're going to go through. You're going to half your job going to be your client. They're going to tell their cousin, aunt, neighbor, friend, the deli cashier girl, you know, it's going to be on and popping. So you will be happy. And then you're going to say, well, wait a minute, though, Tan, I got benefits. Well, you decide on how you want to do that, you know. Because I ain't going to say
uh-huh.
quit, but you're going to be making enough money, and you're going to decide if you want to get buy your own personal health insurance, okay, or if you want to
okay.
stay there like and just do 1 or 2 days a week. But I see big money, and I see some man around there going to come and meet you and want to sniff up around you, want to be your boyfriend. But he's going to kind of move quick. Like, he's going to want to go from 0 to 60 in, like, 2 seconds, meaning, like, he going to meet you. I saw y'all going to be compatible. You're going to get your... You know, you're dating on with him, but he don't want to, like, marry, like, immediately. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to want to marry. And you're going to be like, wait a minute. Don't let him scare you. He's just, like, really taken aback by you. He loves your beauty. He loves your personality. He likes that you're ambitious and motivated. You're classy. You know how to make money. And you look good to him. So he's like, oh, my God. You know, he's going to the second coming, you know. So he's going to want to get committed quick. Just tell him, no, you know, I moved here. I want to take things slow. I don't mind, you know, entertaining the thought, but wait a minute. That's what you got to tell this guy, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because this guy's going to be trying to press you hard, okay? Uh-oh. Yeah, he's going to be trying to press you real, real hard. I do see, looks like I see a grandbaby of some sort wanting to come around there, too. You know this?
Yeah, I'm down here with one of my grandbabies, but I do have one still at home.
Oh, okay, because I do see, well, okay, you got one in Michigan, right?
Right, yes.
Well, I didn't mean that sugar plum, you know what I meant? Let me break it down like a shotgun. I mean another grandbaby that wants to be born, darling, not to visit.
Oh.
To stay forever. Let me break it on down like the lowest common denominator here, honey. No, I don't mean visit. Now, I'm not saying your grandbaby in Michigan won't visit. I'm not saying that. I'm saying another one trying to get here. That's what I'm saying.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. And if they're not careful, it's looking like I'm going to hear the announcement around September.
Okay.
Yeah, that a little bun is in the oven there, you know. So that's what I was saying. But I didn't mean, you know, you was going to be having a baby tomorrow. I just see you going to have the news that it's going to be a grandbaby and the person's pregnant. So I said, okay. I said, all right, you know.
Okay.
And you had another question too, darling. What was your other question? I'm sorry.
It was, you basically answered it. It was like about the job, with taking a job at the prison or doing my hair, because I was saying that it seemed like it's a lot of potential here because I don't see a lot of salons and stuff here. And so I was thinking it was a lot of potential here to do hair. And then the question about, like I was saying, everybody come out, they miss me, they love me and all that. Now I'm like, y'all wasn't even thinking about me a couple months ago when I was there.
They didn't know your name. They didn't know your name. Well, but, you know, now some of that is true love. Some of that's like they just heartbroken because they love you. They don't want their baby gone, right? Some of that's very, very genuine, true. Some of them some hating-ass witches that's like, come back, please, because they see you're going to shine and they see that you're going to be successful, more successful, I should say. I'm sorry. They see you're going to be making money, Cheddar, and I hope you know you got a new car coming. You do know this, right?
Yeah, I hope so.
hope. Positive. But you got
that's right. That's right. I'm claiming that God got it coming. He got it coming.
Yeah, he got your back now. He got your back. But yeah, you got a new car coming, and it looks like it's a silver car. I'm looking at a silver, and it's a four door, and it looks to me a lot like that Chrysler.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if it's a 200 or 300. It looks to me on that level. If it's not a, you know, Chrysler or Cadillac, you know what I'm saying? It's on that level. That's what I want to tell you.
Okay.
And then in about 3-4 months, I'm feeling more three-ish, 3 months than 4 months. You're going to get real, real busy with your aerobic activities. You hear me?
Okay.
Okay. You know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
Okay, girl. I love you, and I'm glad you called me. And thank you for supporting
all right,
the show,
thank
darling.
You.
Keep us posted. Thank hey,
you.
My pleasure. Keep us posted,
okay.
Darling.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. The next call is Brittany from Los Angeles, California. Hi, Brittany.
Hi, Tana. You're amazing. Amazing.
Thank you, darling. Thank you. I appreciate it. Well, thank you for calling and supporting the show. And how can I help you today? It's a question about a family matter. What can I help you with, my love?
I spoke with you, and I'm trying to get everything together so I can call you behind the scenes. But
okay.
Calling about my father's assets, I don't know if you remember, but I had my father's wife is kind of, she's a real greedy lady. And I
she's a witch.
Yeah, I wanted to know what she has up her sleeve, because I think I found a lawyer that you were.
Oh,
you
good.
Told
mm-hmm. Oh, I did. Okay. Well, I'm very, very happy. Oh, I feel so good about this lawyer. I feel a good vibe on this person. They're going to work with you as far as a payment plan. I don't know. Did I tell you that before? They was
she
is trying to have some assets with your daddy, and she did some things already. I'm sorry. I'll tell you bad news. I see she sold some things, and she's trying to have some things and give stuff away and keep stuff. And I see she's a very much of a demon devil type of broad. And I feel that it's going to come out, and your lawyer is going to get this information for you, and you do have some money that's left to you. I want you to know that. It is some paperwork. Your daddy did take care of business, even though she's trying to hide everything and get everything switched over. She does have a person. I didn't see a lawyer. I saw more like a paralegal assistant because she don't want to pay the big money for a lawyer. But your lawyer is going to put her on front. It's going to get all out on the carpet, and you're going to get it. Now, I'm not going to say you won't be sad when you find out everything she's doing to try to block you, but you're going to get what your daddy had for you. Now, some stuff you're not, meaning some tangible thing, the money part you're going to get, but some things she gave away just to keep you from getting them, but you're going to end up going to that state where your daddy was. You know what I'm saying? You're going to end up getting on a plane. Some people are going to say get on a bus or train. No, you're going to be able to fly. Okay, and this will work out, but it's going to be a while because you will be going to litigation. You're going to go to court, sweetie. We can do a court ritual too to go ahead and make sure you win your case. But you will have to go to court when all the dust settles and everything. It looks to me and feels like it's going to be like next year because stuff ain't going to get started like really good till like July-ish, June-ish because we got to put some money up for the lawyer. And when the lawyer's paid in full. You know, he gonna say, okay, now, baby, we can start doing. I'll do the paperwork. Once you do the paperwork, and you gotta go through another state, it's looking like this is gonna be June. Then it's gonna jump, you know, some stuff. He gotta wait for the paperwork and all of this. It's September, and then it's December. Now it's like February, but you're gonna be going, and it's gonna be wrapped up within and under a year. Now this broad will have a heart attack. She's going to have a heart attack. I see she having a heart attack. Now, I don't know if it's going to, Spirit's not showing me if it's going to be, you know, like really, really like the real deal where she's gone, gone, and gone. But I see that the Lord is going to take her away. So I want you to know, like, if you say, well, I was in the midst of court and the legalities and this jumped off, Tana. Some stuff is going on with her cardiovascular system right now. I'm looking at her in spirit. She got some stuff going on with her heart that's not cool, and she ain't taking care of it. She does know she got some situations with her heart. She ain't doing nothing with no doctor, so it's not really looking too good.
Okay.
And the stress of you taking care of business is going to really affect the heart even more because she's not expecting you to be bold and to be strong and bring it. She's thinking she going to, you know, you're going to get discouraged, you're going to be weak and watered down, and you're going to stay there, California, let her do what she wants. You're going to come at her hard because I'm going to make sure you do. And she's going to be getting stressed out because she's not used to people kind of, you know, stepping up to the plate to her. And this is going to stress her out. And I saw this could be, it could, I'm not saying I'm God, it could end up tragic because you're going to be on your game. You're going to be hard on your game because we're going to make sure between that lawyer and I, we're going to be on you, okay?
Yes, yeah, I'm going to be calling you. Working with this lawyer?
Yeah, you are. Yeah, they're going to work with you. And but I see that he's not going to want to do the paperwork until it's all paid in full, but he will let you do payments, and he will give you a break. So if he's, like, usually $1,300, he'll say, well, give me, like, $8. But he'll let you do payment plans to get to the $8. But only when the $8, you've met that obligation, that's what he's going to, you know, file and do his or her diligence. You see what I'm saying, darling?
Dang, I have to go to court? Oh, my gosh.
Well, honey, you deserve your daddy stuff, baby. You know,
yeah.
You get that. But that woman don't deserve you. His child. You fight for what's yours. You know.
Do you see an amount or no?
Do I see who, honey?
Amount.
Not yet, but it. Well, you know what? I do see 10, but it looks like it's going to be some property that's in there, and I don't know the value of the property, but I see an acre or something. I see some land with no house on it. So that's going to be tied up with the money. But he left you some cash money, you know, that's in the will or what have you, probate. But it's some property that's got your name on it too. So that, with that, in addition to the 10, but I'm not seeing the actual number of how what the property's worth to tell you the total outside the 10. I'm sorry. My spirit ain't showed me that.
Oh, okay. Okay. No, that's all good.
Okay, baby. Well, I want to thank you so very much. You've been so sweet. I just appreciate you for calling, but I'm going to get to the next caller. But you keep in touch and keep me posted, okay, baby?
Calling you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Hey, my pleasure, darling. You keep it and keep doing your thing. You're doing very, very well. Okay, now I am going to pass it to my Annette.
I'm telling you what, this is just a fabulous, fabulous show. We know everybody out there is enjoying it because the phone lines are lit up, you're hitting the website, you're out there on Twitter. That's right, Tana Alonzo's website is TanaAlonzo.com. And everybody who wants to know more about her and how they can connect with her for those private readings, how those one-on-one things where you can get a little more in-depth, spend a lot more time with her, you visit TanaAlonzo.com and you're going to find out exactly how you can set that up. You can find her on Twitter. She's on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn for those who are there, and Tana Alonzo is also on YouTube. So you want to check out all the places where Tana is so that you know exactly where you can find her, how you can connect, and what you guys are going to do. So what are you going to do on April 17th? That's the third Friday of the month, April 17th. You are going to come right back here for the mind-blowing Tana Alonzo show. Now, that is 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And as Tana pointed out, you're going to have to adjust that for your own time zones. So if you're on the East Coast, it's Eastern Daylight Time. If you're in the Midwest, like Chicago, it's going to be Central Time. It's an hour behind us, so it'll be 6 o'clock. If you're in the Mountain Time Zone, it's going to be 2 hours, so it's going to be 5 o'clock. And if you're going to be in California, like our girl's going to be out west, you know, on the 17th, 3 hours. So make sure that you set at 4 p.m., by the way. So make sure that you check out your time zone so that you can get yourself together here and be here the first and third Friday of every month for the mind-blowing Tana Alonzo show. And we do thank you so, so much for following this program here on Blog Talk Radio. Go to blogtalkradio.com/ the mind-blowing Tana Alonzo show, and you'll be given notices. We'll let you know when it's coming up. We'll remind you. We got you covered. We've got you covered. And we so, so enjoy the fact that you call in after you've had your wonderful private readings with Tana to give some confirmation about what she has done, that you pass her name and number along to friends, because, hey, which one of your friends could not use some help, some absolute positive, down-to-earth, raw dog guidance? They all can, right? So remember to share that website. TanaAlonzo.com. That's TanaAlonza, TanaAlonzo.com. And that is where you're going to find out again where she is all on social media, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We got them all going on for you. And don't forget, the first and third Friday of every month, 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, please adjust that for your own time zone. You will find her right here, giving the reading, giving you the information, letting it all hang for you on the mind-blowing Tana Alonzo show. And ladies and gentlemen, Tana Alonzo is in the house.
Hello. You know what? I forgot. I would like to announce that Annette is in, she's a best-selling author, and she has some information on where you can get her book, and she's on Amazon and everything. And Annette, if you will please let them know about your beautiful book, that would be spectacular.
Oh, my God, woman, you are just, she makes me turn 18 shades of red. I swear to God she does, but thank you so kindly. If you go to Amazon.com and you type in my name, which is Annette Rochelle Aben, A-B-E-N, it'll bring you to my Author Central page. And on that page, you'll find three great books for sale. Actually, there might be four, but there's three. The Global Voices of Social Media is a bestseller, and it's available right now on Kindle. I believe it's still 99 cents. So you definitely want to check that out. Download that puppy tonight and gift it to some woman that you know that really, 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 really could use some help. And there's a little bar on the side on the Amazon page that says, send this as a gift. And it will go to them, still 99 cents. You can buy as many copies as you like. And I'll tell you what, it is well worth the price of reading. I know, because I not only bought it for 99 cents, I helped write the darn book. I also sent it to some friends of mine. So check it out, Global Voices of Social Media. Find that on Amazon.com. It is available in Kindle and all the other formats that support e-reader right now. And I have a book called Perspective that's available there. That one's not in Kindle yet, but it's coming. And another one called Choose. Tana, thank you so, so much
for helping me
help people out with our books.
Yes. No, hey, my pleasure. We got an award-winning author in the house. Hey, y'all. You know, y'all, I'm in good company now. Okay, the next caller is going to be, looks like a young lady here. Her name is Donna, and she's calling from California, and she has a question on love. Hi, Donna. How you doing, darling?
Hi, Tanya. I'm fine. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Thank you for calling and supporting the show. Appreciate that.
Huh?
I said thank you for calling and supporting the show. I appreciate that.
Oh, yes, and you're going to love California when you come out to San Fernando. You should come into Santa Barbara. Santa Barbara, where I live, is beautiful.
Oh, well, I'm going to have to do that. I'm going to do that. I'm going to take you up on the offer, and I'm going to be going through Santa Barbara, okay?
Definitely. It's not that far from San Fernando.
Okay.
And that's the mountains
okay.
and the ocean. And just give me a ring.
Oh.
I'll show you around.
Okay, will do. I sure will do. So, darling, you have a question for me today about love.
I have. I'm out on the, you know, I got on Match trying to meet someone, and I met a fellow named John. I called him Johnny, and we spoke
okay.
on the phone. And I just wanted to know what you were feeling on him, because we're going to get together in about 2 weeks.
In about 2 weeks?
Yeah, I put it off
okay.
a little bit. I wanted to lose a little weight.
Oh, now look at you. Now, see, if he can't like Donna the way she is, then he's not worth having. Now, you know that?
You're right.
And he
You're
will,
right.
He, now, I'm going to get my fuss on clean on with you, Donna. Now, let me tell you something. Now, what I would pick up, what I'm picking up on Mr. John, okay, is I like him. He's a good guy, well-rounded. I'm not picking up any mental illness. I did pick up he's a hard worker, but he's getting tired. It's like I see him having some businesses and things going on, you know, for himself. He wants to retire, and he wants to travel a lot. He's looking to settle down. He's looking to have fun right now. I'm sorry, what'd you say, darling?
Yeah, that sounds like him. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not saying he's Jack LaLanne, skinny mini either, you know what I'm saying? So it's not he's not looking for a stick. He's not looking for bones. You know what they say, a dog don't want no bone, right? And so he wants some meat there. He wants some meaty bone a little bit there. You know what I'm saying? He wanna so don't get small or kill yourself trying to diet, and you know, because he has to like you for you. And he is not a bad guy. He's one of those where things, you know, he's easy to get along with. Things will roll off his shoulder. He'll make you laugh. I like him because he got a good sense of humor. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
And I do see he's going to be coming to see you. But he's not a petty guy where this she has to be perfect and she has to have this type of hair and she has to be this high. He's not like that. He is looking to be with a well-rounded female, have fun, joke, laugh. He don't want nobody trying to marry him tomorrow. He's not looking to commit tomorrow, but he's looking for the right type of gal to have a good time with, meaning companionship, go out with, have fun with, travel with, because he had met a lot of dingbats, okay? And they were like, you know, like simple type of people, you know? And he's a little bit nervous, but he has a good vibe on you, okay? I feel you're going to have a good time with this gentleman, and I feel it will be long-term. Okay, and I feel real good about him. He's a very motivated person. He's not lazy. He don't mind spending money. That's always a plus, right? He's a gentleman from old school. You know, he'll chair and things like that. And he's just a really nice guy. He's got a lot of associates. You know, he's well liked in his circle.
Oh, good.
So you're doing good. So if you want to do anything to impress him, I would do one thing. Just get some shapewear. You don't have to lose weight. Just some shapewear. So you know how people do the body magic or the girdle type of, it's a onesie they call
uh-huh.
it, where it's the
uh-huh.
corset just sewed to the girl and be shaped like Marilyn Monroe, honey. Get your good dress on. We're going to stick to our budget, so we'll get a dress on budget. Have that onesie on. You can get that on clearance. And step out with those shoes on. It's a done deal. It's a wrap. But he already
okay.
likes you a lot anyway. So you are already like three quarters there, I want to tell you this.
Yeah, I think so too. We had a really good conversation. And he's 66. He's taking care of his mother right now. And
yes.
he's writing a book. And, he likes the outdoors. And, seems a little needy on the needy side. But that's okay. I told him I was a free spirit. So there's no I tend to work with me.
Well, you know what? But he got a lot going on, though, and he does have money put up and invested. But I do see, I keep seeing him outside, like he love to grill and barbecue or something, grill. I keep seeing him outside, and I keep seeing steaks and stuff, girl. And I keep seeing him, he likes to be outside. When he writes and everything is outside. And he tans pretty good. But this here needy stuff, don't believe it. He's telling you that because you know why? A lot of women that he meets, they want the money first. It's like, okay, first, you know the record, first I look at the purse. So he's telling you that, but when you get to know him, he's going to tell you the real deal. So we're going to act surprised. But the man got money. I ain't saying he's a Rockefeller, but that needy stuff is going to act because it tells you to know you better. Mm-hmm. His mama's nice. She's a little old and dried out a little bit there. You know, he is her life. You know what I'm saying? So she might get a little nosy, but you okay? Just keep him away from her a little bit. Now, I'm not saying divide mama and son up. I'm just saying y'all gonna go out. Y'all gonna go out, but she's gonna be like, y'all come to the house and y'all sit on down. Yeah, let's do a grilling. You know, we can do it sometime, but y'all gonna go out. Okay.
Yeah.
And he don't mind relocating either. I want you to know this.
Okay. Good.
So I do like him. I give him 2 thumbs up. I feel real good about him.
Okay. I wanted to ask you, too, do you see me getting a job soon? Because my money situation has been just hand to mouth. I mean,
Well, I do see you getting a job. I see you getting it through a girlfriend, like a buddy, like giving you, a heads up. I do see this female getting you this job, and it looks like it's not too far from your house, honey. And it does look like it's going to be part-time, and it's going to be something to do. It's going to make some money, but then that's going to lead to something else. So you're going to be there for a minute, and then you're going to go elsewhere. And I see that's going to be like, it looks like I see an office. I see phones. So I don't know if you're going to be answering phones. But it's some nice money, though. It's not bad money. I do see you will have to have you're going to have to dress casual, nice. Like your skirt set and your dress, sweet sugar. And you're going to have to dress like that because it will be office. But it looked like I saw you get paid once every 2 weeks, and then the boss is going to want to switch it to paying you every week and going to ask you to stay, and can you do more time, give them more time. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
But you will do well. And then you're going to be dating homeboy a lot, too. You will be dating a lot because he's going to really like you a lot.
Oh, wonderful.
I like him. He's well-rounded.
Yeah. He's very educated, and, Yeah, seems pretty easygoing.
Hey, keep us posted, okay, darling?
Yeah, give me a call. I'll show you around Santa Barbara.
Sound like a plan. Okay, then, darling.
All right.
Nice talking to you, darling. Thank you
okay,
for calling.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye now. Thank you, baby. Okay, bye-bye. The next call is Dion from Chicago, who has a question about, let's see. She is sick of being single. Oh, Lord. She going to make me laugh. Hello, Dion.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, girl. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm sick of being single. Where's my rich boyfriend? I'm going to stalk him.
I'm seeing men all around you, but we do today have to be particular, so we throw a lot of fish back in the water. But, girl, I'm seeing men all around you, but you might not like them like they liking you. But do you know I see men around you like almost every day when you're going out, because you're not like a wallflower where you stay in the house like locked up hidden. You get out and about, and you're not seeing some of the guys. You're not even vibing in. I'm going to get my fuss on at you because I'm seeing guys that's making decent money, nice money. They only own companies. I see guys that's execs. I see them looking at you, and you're not getting it. You know, you're not seeing that they even keeping you out.
Well, they need to ask me out then. I mean,
you're not even giving them any eye contact. So they're like, well, maybe she doesn't like me. They don't know that you are not even aware that they exist, you know. But you got to start, I want you to look more at your atmosphere. When you go out, I want you just to look around, and you're going to actually see, oh, this guy's staring at me. You're going to start seeing things that you didn't see because I'm seeing so many men. You pretty as a button. I see men looking at you, and their thing is, oh, I guess I'm not her type. You know, she saw me, and she just, like, looked away. When they don't know, you didn't even see them, you know. So I want you to be more cognizant because I see guys out of places, inside of different events. I see different, like, atmosphere clubs. I see guys everywhere. And I do see two that's been looking at you for quite some time. And I want to put him as, like, looks like the Marlboro Man to me, you know. And another one has, like, dark hair. I do see one guy that's going to be coming in from out of state. Ooh, my spirit just showed me that. I don't like him. You know who this is.
Oh, God,
and,
not him. Oh, no.
Oh, I'm so sorry. He's going to be coming. Now, he's going to want to come see you. Oh, jeez. This is, looks like it's, I'm seeing under 3 months, but it could be three. I'm just seeing a third, so it could be the 3rd of May, within 3 weeks or 3 months. But this guy's going to want to come see you, but I don't care for him because he's not the nicest man in the world. He got a jacked up personality. He's arrogant, and he's going to want to come to you with some drama. He is dating this blonde lady. She thinks she's on top of the world. She's very conceited. He's going to come ask something of you, okay? But the thing is, it might be on top of asking a favor, he's going to also want to say something about the bedroom. I don't want you touching him because he got germs.
Yes, he does. That blonde girl, I know who you're talking about, and she's like a walking STD.
Oh, honey, she's two types.
Disgusting.
You know what? She's two types of garbage can, okay? Three times. Well, this man is infected, and he has symptoms, but he's blowing it off. Oh, it's nothing. He itching and scratching. Oh, Lord Jesus. So we can let him keep on walking past. We don't want no parts of him. We don't even want him in the same state, honey. But he's going to be like knocking on your door. Hello, how you doing? I'm in town. Put him on block. Put him on block for me now. Put him on block.
He's been blocked ever since the blonde. I had a reading with you, and you told me about that blonde girl, and I looked her up, and after I saw that, delete and block.
Oh, thank you. Now, he still is going to try to call your phone, but he's going to try to go a different way, a roundabout way to contact you. No matter what he does, we protect it in Jesus' name. So we're going to go ahead and tell him he's a lying. The devil ain't in him. The Lord ain't in him. So I'm looking. It seems like he going to want to come back two or three times because you're going to be rejecting him. So I'm seeing May. I am seeing something about July. Then I see August. He's going to keep trying, but he won't have seen a urologist yet, honey. So he can keep on trying because he ain't going to get anywhere, okay?
Why didn't he just stay with the blonde girl?
Because you rejected him, and his eyes, you like just disappeared, and he took that personal. He don't like that. So he wants to try to get you back. Like, well, you know, I just want to get the attention back. But he doesn't want to stay. He just wants you to give him attention, give him some sex, and then he want to disappear. We ain't going to even go there. Mm-mm, I ain't going to let that happen on my shift. Mm-mm, no, mm-mm, not on my watch. Mm-mm.
No, thanks to you, I've awakened from that spell, and I am looking for the other guy.
I saw that, yes. Well, I see that you got two guys, too, in your neighborhood. It's one guy. Oh, I see this one guy like you. But we can't. This one guy got dark hair that's liking you. You know who he is already.
I know him.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to let that go, too, because that's not, no. They're not stable far as emotional. I'm not saying that they're mentally ill. I'm just saying they're all over the map what they think, and they're scattered. So let me tell you why I said that. I'm going to tell you what I mean. You're the type of person, you're concrete like me. You're like, look, is it a yes or no? I don't know, maybe. But that will run you up a tree, and you be the shot him. So being that he don't know, he's very wishy-washy, and he eeny, meeny, miny, mo, he don't know that. You can't take that type of vibration because that won't work. And that's why I say we got to leave that person, but they're going to come up and hi, Diane, hi, like, they're going to come to you, boy, what you doing tonight? I thought about drinks. You're going to say, well, I'm busy tonight, tomorrow night, and 3 weeks from Sunday. You ain't got to say it like Tana said it, but he going to try to, well, you want to go to Starbucks and have some coffee? And no, because he's trying to inch up another wall, another way to the back door and around the corner. But this person's horribly scattered. I ain't trying to be negative, but they are. And so I could see you now throwing a shoe at him, talking about, well, when I went to jail, I didn't know I was going to go. So we're going to leave that alone. We're going to leave it alone. But I do see you got two guys that's going to be coming to you. Well, really, you're going to be seeing them because you're taking, well, you're going to pay more attention and you're going to be taking note. When you go in this place, I saw this place you're going into, and the guy going to be, like, looking at you like she's noticing me. You're going to say hello. It's going to be on and popping. You say hello. He's going to say, hey, how you doing? He's going to be so friendly and just geek to talk to you. It's on and popping right after that.
Okay, that's the Marvel Man. How much longer? You said April, so we're already in April.
Right, but we're just in the third day, though. But I'm looking at, hey, something might happen tonight if you go out tonight. This is Friday night. Get your drink clean on, girl, you know. But anyway, it's looking like I'm seeing you're going to meet him before May gets here. Now, you're going to be nice, right? You promise me you're going to be nice. Right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because I don't want you going, well, when he was so nice, but I kicked him in the, you know, by mistake. We're going to be nice, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Good luck in California.
My pleasure.
You know I'll be calling
you. Thank
you,
baby. Hey, I'm glad you called me. Thank you for calling, girl. You always make my day.
All right. I love you. You're awesome.
Love you, too. Thank you, baby. Now I got time for one more call. Because I'm going to get one more call in, and then I'm going to, you know, give it to Annette. Okay, this is Sheila in Florida. Is there light at the end of the rainbow? Okay, let's see. Hi, Sheila. How you doing, darling?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
I'm hanging in there. I'm trying to move, and I'm looking for a new job, so...
Okay. Well, I keep seeing a lot of newness around you already, like a lot that jumped off recently. The last, like, 8 months have been busy, my spirit is showing me. And I do see we're going to be able to move, but not right now, because we've got to stack up some money first and put some money up. And we need more money coming in than what's going on now. I do see some stability, but I do see that it's going to be in another city. So let me tell you what I mean. So just say you in Orlando or, you know, I don't know about Florida, but it's going to be a city away. So it wouldn't be in your same city. It would be in another city. But if you're willing to make the commute, I do see you getting a job. And I see it looks like it's coming from like a message board or a networking, you know how you have, they have job fairs or they have
mm-hmm.
these, what do you call it here in Michigan, pink ticket, pink paper, pink slip parties and all of that, and you just get the job and you don't, they don't have you dressed like in interview clothes, you
okay.
know, you just come casual. Well, I feel that through like something like that, like some network, like you say a LinkedIn gives like a mash. You know, a mixer. You're going to get a job like that. And you won't have to be asked, you won't be asked to get a resume immediately. I did see, it did look to me, and it felt like initially it's going to be retail, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then, but I do see it's going, you're going to have the potential to switch over to something else. But you will be able to make your money and stack it to move. But you will be able to move, but it's going to be, it's looking and feeling like, the type of money we want to save, because you want something nice, is going to be like, I want to say August, September-ish, because you're going, even though you'll have some money to move in July, I'm not saying that, but we're going to have more money and move to a different place. It's going to have more amenities. That's why I saw you stacking up a little bit more money, and it's looking like August, September-ish to me, when you'll have the amount of money that you really, really want. And you're going to be working, too, a lot of hours, too. It's going to end up working a lot of hours, so it's going to do real, real well for you. So you will make the move, and you will get the job. And it's not going to be like with conservative methods. It's like I said, like this LinkedIn or something, Mixer or something like that. It's casual, and you're going to get the job. They're going to like your vibe and your personality, and then later you're going to have your interview. You're going to have resume first, interview second, and it's going to be a done deal.
Okay.
Any questions on that?
Well, I was planning to move to another state in December, but right now...
in December, you said?
Yeah, I was planning on moving to another state in December, but right now I'm planning on moving somewhere else temporarily. I think I'm going to be asked to move.
Yeah, I was going to say, first, temporarily, you are going to move, but it's going to be nice. And you know what? You will have the potential to still move in December. I'm not saying you won't, okay? But it seems like when you get this job, girl, you're going to say, oh, I like the people here, oh, I like this. You might end up looking like you want to change your mind around August, end of July, August, okay?
Okay.
Because it's going to work out real good. It's going to work out really well. And I'm not saying you're going to throw the December ideal away, but you're going to be like, well, wait a minute, I'm making this money, and then somebody going to mess around and make the mistake and say, well, guess what, Sheila, I have this house, it is vacant, if you want it, you know, I can rent it to you for blah, 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 it's yours, it's 3 bedrooms, hello, how you doing? And I see this person is going to be working with you. They're going to work at your job, okay? And you're going to be like, okay, wait a minute, this is nice. It's a beautiful neighborhood. I love the landscape, and the lawn is beautiful. It looks like something out of a movie. And you're going to be like, well, let me think about if I want to leave this and go out of state. That's going to, what you're going to be how you're feeling. And I'm seeing it's the end of July, but you're going to be saving your money, you know. But mm-hmm. end of July, August, you're going to be like, well, I can do this. So that's what mm-hmm. I wanted to let you know.
Oh, okay, so I'll be here till July?
Yeah, because you got to get some money to move.
Okay.
You know? But you're going to get the money. You're going to get the job, and you're going to be stacking to handle your business, you know. But when
okay.
you go, you're going to be saying, well, I got this amount. If I get a house today or rent an apartment today, I got to stay in something like this. I want something better, bigger, hey. So that's why I saw you stacking more money up. You see what I'm saying? Get to
mm-hmm.
the better place.
Okay.
Because
right
you're going to be able to move in July.
Oh, that's awesome. Is it
But you're going to save up for, like, say, August, September.
Hmm. Is it full-time, the retail thing?
Well,
or?
It looks like it's going to be part-time at first, but you're going to have the potential to do full-time and overtime. It's going to be a lot of hours.
Oh, wow.
And then
so
it seems like they're
going to
– and you know, right, but guess what? It's going to be at two locations. So you know how a company has a satellite. They got one in this
okay.
city and one in that city. You're going to be
okay.
going between two different locations, honey. You know this?
Oh,
and between the two,
awesome.
You're going to have some hours. It's going to be – it's not a bad commute, but you're going to stack that money. That's all we're looking at. We're going to stack that cheddar, honey.
That's right.
Now we're
going to
stack
right.
the money. Oh, hey. We ain't turning down nothing but our collar now. You might be a little tired, but that's okay. You'll be feeling good when that money in your pocket.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome because I've been applying through the government. I haven't had any luck. So.
Oh, well, you're going to do well. You're really going to do good.
Okay, so retail, I didn't think about that.
So what I'm saying, even though you'll be able to move, you will be able to move in July because you're going to have some stacked up money. Your cheddar going to be stacked. But it's not going to be where you're going to want to move because it's not as much money as you're going to be having stacked up for the end of August, beginning of September, where you can move someplace plush. You see what I'm saying? But I see somebody at your job going to own this property who's going to say, hey, you want this here? This place is located here. Check it out. You're going to fall in love and say, oh, I want it. Well, you're going to have the money to pay for this, to go ahead and rent this. And then you're going to be like, December what? That's what I'm saying.
Oh well, I'm ready to move this from this. Nothing good has happened in this city for me, so I'm ready to move.
Right, well, you're gonna leave the city. Oh yes, that's no doubt.
Yeah.
But you're gonna get something really, really nice, and you're gonna be like, well, let me see. I like this spot, like here. Okay, darling.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Hey, my pleasure. Keep us posted. Hey, thank you for calling
okay.
and supporting the show. Appreciate it. Okay, everybody, I'm going to turn it over. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. I really appreciate you. This is Tana Alonza, and here is Annette.
Tana girl, happy Easter to everybody. Happy Easter to Tana. Happy Easter to all the callers. Tana's mamacita, who is on the line as well. This is the mind-blowing Tana Alonza Show, which is live here on Blog Talk Radio the first and third Friday of every month, and that is from 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time until whenever the lady gets the move from spirit to say, I'm out of here. It's about an hour, but you know what? We give or take, we give you a little Easter gift. Remember to follow the show on blogtalkradio.com. Remember to find Tana on her website, TanaAlonza.com, as well as find her on Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube. Tana Alonza will be live again on April 17th. That's a Friday night because that is the third Friday of the month. And we want you right here for the mind-blowing Tana Alonza Show.